Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/truetransparencypricing. Happy you'll be if the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Out there, you think we need to know about 615-737-1045. If you're on Twitter, give us a follow at Tate Matthews. That way you'll know who the guests are going to be each and every Saturday morning ahead of time. Ryan Mudd is in the house. It's going to be a good day. Lineup news brought to you by the Diner Nashville. Then we're going to get to our guest, Stratford Spartan head coach Thomas Porter will be joining us. Big win Thursday night. Ron Crawford, Brentwood Bruin head football coach, will be joining us after that. And then Gavin Webster, Watertown head football, Purple Tiger head football coach, will be joining us. Big win Thursday night for them as well. Big game next week against Upperman. All right, the news brought to you by the Diner Nashville. Headed downtown today to watch college pros tomorrow, preds next week. Doesn't matter if you're just going out with your significant other for a dinner, or a night out on town. Make the Diner Nashville your huddle point. Get to the corner of 3rd and Demumbrium. You'll see the six-story building right there on the corner. 24-hour restaurant. Beautiful building with balconies that have great views of downtown. They're worth going for the views just alone. But once you get in there, you'll see the black and white checkerboard tile and the soda shop style bar on the first floor. Pastry case. If you're looking for coffee, espresso, latte, that's the floor for you. Get on the elevator, head up to the second floor, sports bar theme space, double-sided wall of TVs. If the game's on, it's on the second floor. Great menu there. Fourth and fifth, the stunning fine dining spaces. Want to be seated, served by a waitress or a waiter. This traditional type meal, right? This is the floors for, these are the floors for you. Traditional favorites, some local flavor as well. Sixth floor, seafood floor. Best selection of oysters anywhere downtown. Best Rockefeller anywhere downtown. Don't sleep on the gumbo. Pretty good. Great sushi menu as well. So make the Diner Nashville your huddle point during the week or over the weekend. All right, we'll start with the Mid-State Tennessee in top 10 after week 8. Oakland, number 1. They big win again last night in the Battle of the Borough. 31-14 victory over Riverdale. Jordan Brown, 21 rushes, 146 yards, 1 touchdown. Pearl Cone stays unbeaten. 56-0 victory over Whites Creek. They have Independence next week. They travel to Independence, and they will be 8-0 when they get there. Number 3, Brentwood, 33. Franklin, 7. Big win for the Bruins last night. Cade Granzow, 19 of 24, 258 yards, 2 passing touchdowns, 43 rushing yards, 2 rushing touchdowns. Ravenwood, 38. Smyrna, 0. Brian Garcia, 11 for 29, 223 passing yards, 3 touchdowns. Gallatin stays unbeaten, 27-8 victory over Hendersonville. Spencer Briggs, no surprise here, 26 rushes, 192 yards, 2 touchdowns. Beach stays undefeated, 55-7 victory over Station Camp. The Beach-Gallatin showdown is going to be a good one. Beach now in 8 games, 38.6 points per game scored. They've only been held under 20 points one time this year, and that was to Hendersonville. Number 7, Henry County was open. They're at North, or they host Northeast next week or this week. Cane Ridge, number 8, 42-13 victory over Hillsboro. Cane Ridge keeps getting better. Scary for the playoffs. Tyrod Good, 7 rushes for 78 yards, 7 receptions for 78 yards, 2 touchdowns. Also had a rushing 42-yard touchdown. Montgomery Bell Academy, number 9, they were open. They travel to Baylor next week. Number 10, East Nashville falls to Stratford, 7-14. James Moore for the Spartans, 56 rushes, 277 yards, 2 touchdowns, tied a state record for rushes. We'll be talking to Coach Porter next. Independence, 41, Dixon County, 0. Ethan Cash, 17 of 29, 228 yards, 4 touchdowns for the Eagles. CPA, 44, Goodpasture, 14. CPA is now 3-6, the best 3-6 team in all of the land. But most importantly, they are 3-0 in the region. 334 rushing yards, 24 first downs. Watertown, 42, Jackson County, 8. DeRamus Carey, Four rushes, 86 yards, two touchdowns. Also had a kickoff return for a touchdown. Nolensville, 23, Maplewood, 10. The Knights are still unbeaten. Dan Rickert, big night, six tackles, one for a loss. Interception return for a touchdown. Also had a blocked punt return for a touchdown. Big night for Dan Rickert, big night for the Knights. BGA, 48, Lincoln County, 0 on Thursday night. Nick Simpenfelter, 12 of 17. 171 yards, one touchdown. Shelbyville, huge region win. 42-25 victory over Summit. The Shelbyville defense forced five turnovers in the win. They returned three fumbles for touchdowns. Big, big win. Giles County, 42, Republic, 0. The Bobcats have now won three in a row. Eagleville, 13. Summertown, 7. Coach Walker's Eagles, big win. Mr. Do-Everything, Trevor Griffin, does it again. Trevor Griffin, Telfer, 16, 145 passing yards, one touchdown, 115 rushing yards, one touchdown. Page, 38, Columbia, 7. Simon Simons, 85-yard kickoff return for a touchdown for the Patriots. Springfield, 27, Portland, 12. Cavantes Hudson, he's a quarterback, by the way, 30 rushes, 277 yards, three touchdowns. Franklin County gets a big win, 15-14 over David Lipscomb. Coach Mac McCurry, big win for the for his team last night. Blackman, 48, Rockville, 13. Antonio Malone, six rushes, 75 yards, two touchdowns for the Blaze. Lastly, Cookeville, 35, Siegel, 28. The Cavaliers get the win. Cameron Harris, 18 rushes, 153 yards, four touchdowns for Coach Maynard's Cavs. That's the news brought to you by the Diner Nashville. Again, when you're downtown this weekend or during the week, make the Diner Nashville your huddle point. All right, we got our buddy Lance Ackridge with the Upward Stars on the line with us this morning. Lance, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Tate. How are you?
I'm doing well, buddy. I appreciate you joining us. Three-on-three, you all have kind of become the three-on-three gurus in the mid-state, right? And we've got another one coming, the Halloween three-on-three, what, November 3rd, Sunday, November 3rd. These things keep getting bigger and better. And if you're a basketball guy, really of any level, or a girl or gal of any level, you need to get involved in these three-on-three tournaments. They're really becoming great events.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Tate. Yeah, we, number one, it's all about the kids, and I think it's one of the most fun events in the mid-Tennessee area every year. This will be our third annual Halloween Hoops tournament. We host a summer event as well, so they have kept growing, and momentum is good. But we will have that tournament November 3rd on a Sunday afternoon, running through the evening, first grade through eighth grade, boys and girls. So four-game guarantee. Every kid gets a T-shirt, and you can learn all about it up at upwardstarsnash.com.
Well, I think the thing that you all do, it's really impressive when you get in there and start watching it. You all, the games will, they start new game every 30 minutes. And really, I mean, you all are on schedule, man, and I know that's intentional. But you do a great job of that, and so the thing really, really runs smoothly. And until you get in there and see how many young people are actually in there, you don't realize what an undertaking that must be. So I can't imagine how much prep you all put into it. But you do a great job. My boy plays in it every year, and I love it. I can't recommend it enough. You mentioned first and second grade. That's new this year. So if you are listening, you all added first and second grade. Do a great job of trying to schedule the teams against teams that are about the same talent-wise. So if you're a coach out there, where it asks you what level you think you are, let's be honest on this, right? This is three-on-three kids basketball. Let's not get too caught up in it. If you're supposed to be gold, put down gold, right?
That's right. That's right, yeah. And, yeah, we added first and second grade. We felt like there was some demand there, and so we hope to have those divisions make. But yeah, it's going to be a great day. I mean, we expect about 70 teams. Last fall, we had 67. Belmont basketball will be there. Lipscomb basketball will be there. Vanderbilt basketball will be there passing out their season schedules. So Bruiser from Belmont usually makes an appearance. So it's just a great day. We'll have about 1,000 people walk through the facility that day, counting the players. And so it's just fast-paced, fun, and lots of action. If you like to shoot and play a lot, three-on-three is the way to go. And, hey, I'll tell you this, Tate, if teams register before next Saturday, you save $25. So we'd encourage you to register before next Saturday, and the deadline to register is actually the day before Halloween on October the 30th.
You go to UpwardStarsNash.com, register by the 25th, you save $25. Guaranteed four games, then you get to the tournament. It's going to be a great day, man. And again, I can't recommend it highly enough. It'll be at the Alliance Training Center in Franklin off General George Patton, November 3rd. We'll get them all in on Sunday.
That's right. That's right. And Tate, appreciate you helping us out, and look forward to seeing your son there again and watching him play. And it should be, like I said, a great day on November 3rd.
All right, brother. Thank you. Have a great day. We'll talk again next week.
All right. Thank you, Tate.
Lance Ackwards with the Upward Stars. It really is. If you're a basketball, have a basketball kid, it's a great, great event. And you get four people, $125. That's not very much at all. They get a T-shirt. All right. We'll be right back. Coach Thomas Porter, Stratford Spartans football right here on High School Sports Saturday, brought to you by Body Armor Sports Drink, 104.5 The Zone. Are you looking? And just like we're looking to warm up, so are the wildlife, the mice. They're looking for a warm place to stay for the winter, and your attic is a great place to do it. One of the leading causes of house fires is wires being chewed on. Once they get in, the attic insulation becomes their home. Hard to get them out. So get that scheduled free inspection. If you don't need anything done, you're out nothing. If you do, you're going to be glad that you did, and you're going to save yourself a lot of money. If you can hear this show, the station, you're in the Cool Springs service area. Robert Boyer and the crew, I'm next to them. I know them. They are first class. Attention to detail is their number one deal. So call 800-TERMINEX and get those scheduled today. Terminex, not in my house. Got Coach Thomas Porter, Stratford Spartans football on the line. Coach, good morning.
Morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, man. Appreciate you joining us. Big win Thursday night. A lot of big things about it, but I know a lot of people know about the performance by your running back, James Moore, but the most important thing was a region win over a really good East Nashville team. Puts us now solely in second place with a 3-1 record. I got one region game left. This was a big, big win.
Yes, sir. I mean, we told our kids all week that it was a big game just because it was the next game. And we have that mindset throughout this entire season. Just so we won't get too high, too down for any game that we play. But it's important to us because it was the next game we have an opportunity to play.
Well, and it's a tough region, too. Obviously, Pearl Cone sitting at number two in the mid-state polls, undefeated. Big wins over Montgomery Bell Academy. And then Giles County, they were a little banged up. Their record's very deceiving. You all had a nice 22-6 victory over them. They've won three in a row now. They're really good. And then East Nashville and you all, those are four tough teams there. So, again, going into the playoffs, if we can hold on to this number two seeding, we'll host one. And just big for a lot of reasons.
Oh, for sure. For sure. And our region is tough. I mean, a lot of great programs with great tradition. East Nashville has been great for the last decade almost, man. These guys were great. Brian Wade does a great job with those guys. And it was a hard-fought game. It was fun to be in that atmosphere on their homecoming, and it was fun to come out with the W.
So I think going into the game plan, you knew they're sitting there with, before your game, with four shutouts. Pearl has, BGA has, but not giving up very many points at all. So I'm guessing going in, you knew, hey, this game, if we're going to win this one, it's going to have to be a low-scoring game. Again, 14-7 victory. James Moore, which if you don't know about him, you should by now, but you should have already known about him. 56 carries, 239 yards, two touchdowns, had both the touchdowns. I know it was the game plan to give him the ball a lot. Did you know you were going to give it to him over 50 times?
Well, we identified that they're just flat-out fast, man. They could run with anybody. They're a fast football team. So we wanted to slow the ball down and control the game up front. And we thought we could run the ball on them. And honestly, I mean, we're confident with our offensive line running on anybody, but we wanted to kind of lean on those guys a little bit on Friday night with our great offensive line and our great running back. So when we saw that on film, we took advantage of it. And then I honestly didn't know about the record until the very end of the game. But we just wanted to continue to lean on the ball, continue to manage the clock. And our quarterback did a great job in the second half, just managing the clock and making sure he secured the ball on every snap and hand it to that big fella?
Well, there's a lot that goes into this, but number one, staying on him, one, obviously, there's a lot of God-given talent there. But, man, I don't care how talented you are. I think that speaks. I don't know who runs your off-season conditioning, if it's you or whoever, tip of the hat to you. I mean, you got to be in really good shape, and that just doesn't happen. There was a lot of work that was put into that, so – What an unbelievable athlete. I got to know, did he fumble?
He didn't fumble at all on Thursday.
That's amazing.
He's a great athlete. A lot of it is God given, but he's a hard worker. He works in the off season, in the summer, running, and he's a big guy, so he has to take care of his body. So he knows how to ice, he knows stretching, and he's continuing to get better at all of those things. So, yeah, he does a lot of great things for this program, and he leads us on and off the field.
Well, and so with that, he now has he's got an area best 1,530 rushing yards on the season,
yes,
and 23 total touchdowns. That doesn't happen without the big boys up front, and you know, the past few years you all have had him, and no difference this year. You got a really good offensive line in front of him. I thought the coolest thing was, I don't know if it was you or one of your players in the paper was quoted as, you know, you figured out we could keep leaning on them and they were going to have a hard time stopping us. And mm-hmm. those guys kept gaining confidence. And that's a neat thing when you've seen that. We've all seen that. And we just know, hey, we're going to keep running it right at you. They can't get us off the field. And those linemen really bought into it. That had to have been special.
Yeah, it was very special to watch. Last year we had some great offensive linemen that graduated, with Jalen Gubman playing at TSU now, and a few other guys that graduated, a few at Cumberland, a few at JUCO level. But those juniors saw how hard those seniors worked last year, and they wanted to come back and make a special statement for this year as well. We have three seniors on the offensive line now who kind of lead the way: our center, Diego Harris, our guard, Justin House, and then the tackle, Dwight Menifee, that just put in the work. They all bench press and squat with the best of them, and it's fun to watch those guys just work. Our offensive line coach, Coach Taylor, calls them the hogs, and they have a saying, the root hog. So they get after it every day at practice. They get after it every day that we come in and work. And it's really special to watch them play and lean on people in the fourth quarter.
Boy, you cannot put a price tag on a good offensive line coach, can you? And you've got a good one in Coach Taylor. But on any level, but on the high school level, if you have a good offensive line coach, man, you better keep him happy.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'll feed those guys pizza, steak, whatever they need to keep it going.
So, 14-7 victory over a very, very good East Nashville team. Mentioned, you know, they're one of the top teams in the mid-state. 42 points against Smyrna, 48 points against Brainerd, 42 Whites Creek, 34 against BGA, a really good BGA team, right?
Sure.
So, holding, as impressive as it was on the offensive side, holding East and all those athletes to 7 points, the defense played lights out as well.
Oh, no doubt about it. And they've been playing lights out for the last 6 weeks. I want to say they're averaging around 6 points a game giving up. Our defense coordinator, Cromwell Stewart, has done a great job teaching those young men and growing them into the team that we are now. The last game, the start of our winning streak would happen after Pearl Cone. We just went back into the work and got back into grinding, man. And those kids have bought in. It starts with our free safety, Malik Johnson. He gets our entire defense lined up from the back end, and it's just because he knows a lot about football. Nowadays, you find kids that they don't even watch it as much anymore. But Malik Johnson is a student of the game. He watches film with the best of them, and he gets us lined up and leads it from the back end. And it's really special to watch, especially against a great team like East Nashville with all those athletes.
Coach, so I saw no passes thrown in the game. There were four other young men that carried the ball, but obviously 56 times went to James. I think it gets lost a lot of times. That's hard to do. Who calls the plays? Are you calling the plays?
Yes, sir. Yes,
okay.
Sir. It's hard to give that up.
Well, no, and I don't blame you. I mean, if that's if you're the one who ought to be doing it, then you're the one who ought to be doing it. But I see it all the time. You know, that's hard to do as a play caller, because you see, hey, you know, this screen pass or whatever, it's open. But when you know that, just keep handing it to them, because that's also the best defense against East Nashville, is keeping them off the field. But that's a discipline, man. It's not easy for people to do, but to know this is what we got to do to win and to keep handing it to them. That's disciplined play calling. So hats off to you too. What did the temptation? You know, was that little devil on your shoulder trying to get you in your ear saying, "Come on now, let's."
Yeah, so it's funny that you say that. I mean, we have great receivers on our team as well, coached by Eric Davis, and they do a great job. But one thing that I tip the hats to those guys is that they didn't complain one bit. They blocked their butts off, and they continue to rally down the field. They didn't come to the sideline complaining, and that's really special because we're a complete team, and those guys know that our run game opens up the pass game. And I told them, I said, I owe you a few. But at the end of the day, we got the win, and that's the most important thing.
That's right. That's right. We have a chance, if we finish it outright, to have home playoff game, at least one. So that's big, mm-hmm. and that's worth it. All right. So here we are. We're sitting at 6-2, but most importantly, 3-1 in the region. The one loss to Pearl Cone. No shame in that. Would like to see them again in the playoffs, right? I'm guessing that's the goal.
For sure.
Host Columbia next week at you didn't know I know this at Buster Bogusky. Is it Field or Stadium?
Field.
Buster Bogusky Field. Yeah. Got Columbia coming. I think you would agree their record's a little deceiving too. They're a talented football team. Need to be ready.
Oh, for sure. And like I told you before, we're excited because it's the next game and the next great opportunity for our guys. And we got to go back to work. Our guys are excited about it, excited about having thought about having a home playoff game. But it's just exciting to be back home. We haven't played many home games this year, only having two at home so far. But it's fun to be back home.
Well, Coach, again, big win. Congratulations to you and your program. Y'all have been on the upswing for the past few years anyways, but really having a nice season this year. And again, 56 carries, state record. And I thought the coolest thing was he wasn't – And you can verify it. It wasn't just football speak. He wasn't tired, was he? He could have played another quarter.
Oh, for sure. That young man is special. He goes both ways when we need him on defense, and he does some really special things at defensive end as well. So he's fun to watch.
Well, Coach, congratulations on the win. Good luck against Columbia, and we will definitely be talking to you come playoff time. Okay, enjoy the win.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
Yes, sir. Coach Thomas Porter, Stratford Spartan. Football, doing a great job over there. They're gonna make some noise in the playoffs. If you're out and about today and you're in the Hermitage area or Murfreesboro area, times two, Medical or Memorial, get into Penn Station East Coast Subs. Get the family something to eat. Every sandwich is freshly grilled to order. They've got the fresh cut fries. What more could you ask for? Penn Station East Coast Subs. They are the best subs anywhere in the mid-state, and they're big supporters of high school athletics. So. Penn Station, East Coast Subs, get in there and feed the family. Dinner, lunch, doesn't matter. We'll be right back. Coach Ron Crawford, Brentwood High School football on High School Sports Saturday, brought to you by Body Armor Sports Drink, 104.5 The Zone. That's why they call them Chevy Central. But most importantly, they are the proud sponsor, official sponsor of the WCS Sports Conference. With that, we got Coach Ron Crawford, Brentwood High School on the line. Coach, good morning.
Good morning, Tyler. How you doing?
I'm doing well, buddy. I appreciate you joining us. Big win last night. 33-7 victory over Franklin. You know, so many rivalries at Brentwood. You've got Ravenwood. You've got Centennial, you know, Independence. But and Ravenwood and Franklin, the two big ones. But Franklin, the oldest one. So anytime you all get together, you know it's going to be a good game. And I know this was a game that you were – not worried about, but knew you were going to have to play well. 33-7, the boys played really well.
Yeah, we played good, man. You're always thinking of rivalry game, concerned about how you'll respond, and that you know you're going to get the other team's best effort. And really, you know, you hit the nail on the head. We do have some, but, man, it's a really something unique about, and you've been a part of it, I think, Tate. It's just something unique about our county and – these in-county games and the atmosphere that all the schools get to play at, student sections are, you know, big time having a lot of fun and getting involved and man, it just creates a great environment for our players and the communities are really behind us. And so it's really a great, I hear a lot of people envying, you know, that. And I think it's just all due to all the stuff that, you know, started with Dr. Jeremy Qualls, and okay, but can you believe he's a doctor? I can't believe that. But anyway, started with him and is continuing with Coach Joins, and you've been involved in that as well. So all that stuff leads to these great environments. And us and Franklin have had a particular history of playing close games. I think last night, I hope I'm right about this, but I think I'm pretty close, would have been the 21st time I've coached against them in 15 seasons at Brentwood. And before last night, and throwing out 2016, 19 games have been decided by a total of 30 points. So it's been been some great, great, really close games. The anomaly is 2016 when they took us out back, when they were just started that construction and just whooped the fire out of us. And then last night we were able to get our first double-digit win since I've been coaching Brentwood in 02.
That's pretty cool. That's good stuff. That would be considered a Joins gem. That's a good nugget. Hey, and you mentioned the environments. If you haven't been, it really is different. And I saw it on the news last night. So Franklin going into the game was 3-4, and they showed the picture of the home stands. It was packed. I mean, I can't imagine playing in front of an environment like that when I was 16, 17, 18. So
yeah, I mean,
really, really cool.
They were 1-2 in the league and fighting to move up in the standings. So it ain't like, you know, they didn't throw in the towel and they're still fighting for a playoff spot. You know what I mean? If they beat Dixon the last week, they'll be the 4 seed in our deal. So I got a really good running back. Guy Lipscomb has done a lot of stuff for them. So they're well coached, man, and just it's a cool deal, man. It's the oldest rivalry, I guess, around here. I don't know anything about, you know, really, Brentwood, or I got to before probably about 19. Golly, I don't know, before Jack got here. I don't know when Jack got here, but that's pretty cool here in Stratford, Coach. I remember when Jeff Womack and Warren Kenny ran the ball 56 times. That's pretty cool.
When I read that, I thought, and I know we can't get in and turn on there, but is that the guy you're talking about, the Rankin story when they came in at halftime? That's him, right?
Coach Bobby Newby was there. He's a tough, old school, two tight end, dead eye coach, and they just kept handing it to Jeff Womack, and he played up at Tennessee. He played at Memphis had a good career at Memphis after that.
Yep. And the winningest coach in the history of the state was a young assistant on that staff, correct?
Oh, Coach Rankin. Yeah. He's a friend of mine. I forget he's big time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right.
How big time he is. So,
young assistants that think you don't really matter, just remember that's where the winningest coach in the history of the state started out. So, you know.
That's right.
Put in your time. Learn. You don't have to be a coordinator your first year out of college, right? You can be an assistant and learn under some good coaches.
You can coordinate the heck out of your position group.
That's right. All right, let's talk about the Bruins. So, again, big win, 33-7. Your quarterback did what he's pretty much done all year long, 258 passing yards, 2 touchdowns, only 5 incompletions, and then 43 rushing yards, 2 touchdowns rushing. I've seen it up close and personal. When you all spread him out and put him in the gun and run him, I really don't know what the defense is, and I don't think anybody all year has figured it out. But Cade is just he's a heck of a player, Cade Granzo.
I mean, Henry County figured it out, that's for sure. So, people figured it out before. But, he's fits well with our scheme, you know. He's because he's a talented kid and can make quick decisions, and in particular in the run-pass option game. Plus, he's a rather large human being for his age, and, you know, 6'3", 210-pounder, and strong arm. But the biggest thing, man, is he's just ultra-competitive, man. He just likes playing ball, and, you know, he enjoys being with his teammates, and he's just a pleasure to be around. So I think above all that stuff, that's the main thing about him. And he's a load carrying the ball and seems to always fall forward. I think he's probably a little bit faster and a little more elusive than people think he is. I think he, you know, this summer he goes to UAB, their football camp, and runs faster than the kid UAB offers, and he's bigger than him. So for whatever reason, he's going to end up getting a good spot to play, and talented kid, and great on the diamond, and just awesome to be around.
Two touchdown passes. Aaron Walton was the recipient of one. A young man who's really been making plays all year, but especially the past few weeks. And then Carson Dreyer, tight end, got one. He had two receptions for 73 yards. I don't know how long that touchdown pass was that he had. It was, what, 50 yards?
64.
Or 64.
Yeah.
He saw his chance at the end zone. He wasn't being caught, was he?
I mean, Carson's a Brentwood Bruin. I think there's I would think if there's anything unique about us or about our program is we get these guys that, play for 4 years and put in their time and they work really, really hard and they continue to buy in and they're great teammates. And, you know, that wherever their niche is on the field are content with it and will just absolutely work extremely hard at that position. Excuse me. Well, Carson's our long snapper. We found a niche for him there. He's a great tight end, H-back kind of guy. He's an awesome teammate, awesome kid. He's just we got a special group of seniors, and I think he's probably got 7 or 8 career catches and 6 or 7 touchdowns. So he keeps telling me we ain't getting him a ball enough, and he's got a point.
Well,
he scores touchdowns most every time he touches it. So, but, yeah, man, couldn't be happier for him. And he always looks way faster in games than when we time him. I don't know what's up with that, but I guess he needs to start talking about game speed to me, huh?
That's right. That's right. Well, he needs to just run the 40 in a helmet and shoulder pads. Hey, and you mentioned, and he's a Brentwood Bruin. His brother played there, and, I mean, he grew up, and that's what's cool, man. Those kids grow up coming to those games and playing around down there in the end zone and watching these guys and saying, that's going to be me one day. And then, you know, that's cool. It's fun to watch.
Yeah, we've got a unique atmosphere. It's a different place. You know, there's no doubt about it. But it's unique and really proud of us being able to, you know, get our program back going over the last 5 years. 5 years ago when we came back and took this thing, we didn't beat anybody in our county. So I'm proud of the progress that we've made and proud of the way our kids have responded and bought in. And they're fun to be around. So it's been pretty cool.
So the offense obviously played really well. In my opinion, even more impressively, you made the decision, you know, a few years ago to 2-platoon, and you do. You got some Walker Merrill's one. He could dang sure start both ways. But he, you'd rather have a fresh Walker Merrill on offense, right, than playing both ways. But so you went to 22, and the defense, you know, Guy Lipscomb a couple of weeks ago had almost 300 yards by himself, held the offense, the Rebels offense, to 172 yards of total offense. Defense played lights out last night.
Yeah, and particularly I was really proud of the way our run defense played. There's no doubt they've got you know, they got a good looking offensive line, big tall, you know, kids that I'm sure are going to have offers. A couple of really pretty kids over there he's just a really good football player. And you know, I think Donnie's talked about him and getting the ball to him. And certainly when you watch film of them, you understand that Coach Webb and his staff are right. That guy needs the ball. And really, really pleased with our run defense against him because we knew how dynamic he was. And, you know, we wanted them to have to go another route and not run the offense through him. And we were able to accomplish that. And I think they broke some tendencies last night, too. We saw way more first down passes than we had. And the cool thing was I think we, you know, probably ended up playing, you know, most – everybody defensively we were able to get in. So I think that was the biggest thing. We were able to sub because of our schedule this year. We've not been able to sub a lot in games, so that was good to see a lot of different kids play. But, yeah, in particularly the way we played the run, we just had great respect for the offensive line and their schemes and what they were doing. with Guy, and did a good job. Our kids did a good job executing, and we really just played a lot of base defense, to be honest with you, man. It was pretty simple. We reduced from the boundary and played quarter half, and it really wasn't nothing we did. It was just the way the kids executed.
Well, and that's what you like to watch. That's when it's fun, right? We coach them up during the week, and then they perform. Coach, so with the win, you're sitting here at 4-0 in 11 AAA. That's a heck of a feat. You know, whatever. Who's the best? This year, 11 AAA is the best. I think anybody would, if we're being honest, agree that.
So, I mean, I think top to bottom, our league's got an argument, obviously. D2, AAA is awful, awful talented. But our league it's got some good teams in it, as you well know, and I think most everybody knows. And I really think that, you know, ourselves, the Ravenwood and Independence has also played some really hard schedules.
Yes.
So I think we've played well, but I mean, you know, all that's whatever. I think for us, it's important to, you know, win our region. We think that's something that realistically we have an opportunity to do year in and year out. We would like instantly be at the top of that thing because of what you just said. We think we play against good teams. They're well coached, and it's really been unique. You know, in my time in Williamson County, which started in 2002, I've seen it change and grow, and football become more important at every school in the county, and become more important to communities, and get coaches in here and get staffs in here. And it's been really fun to watch the development of football in Williamson County.
Well, Coach, again, 33-7 victory over Franklin. Congratulations. Most importantly, 4-0 in the region. We have Knoxville Catholic next week and then Centennial on the road. So two tough games to follow, but that's 6A football. We wouldn't want it any other way. So good luck against Catholic.
Oh, yeah, we would want it another way if we could get it tight, but that's just the hand we got.
Well, you need to fire your guy that's doing the scheduling, man.
I got to get rid of my day, get the scheduling on me, man. I don't know what's going on.
Well, that one's going to be a fun one next week. They come to you.
Yep. No doubt. And it'll be some Middle Tennessee kids getting to come back home. You know, I think they got a kid from Franklin and a kid from Innsworth. So they'll get to come back home and see their families.
Well, I'm glad you facilitated this.
All right, brother.
Hey, have a good weekend, man. Hey, enjoy that vertical smoker, right, man. Get some wings on that vertical smoker and keep perfecting your craft.
Yeah, I'm going to work hard at it this afternoon, I promise.
All right, brother. Thank you.
See you, man.
Coach Ron Crawford, Brentwood High School. That was a big win, 33-7. They got Knoxville Catholic next week. If you didn't know what he was talking about there at the end, look up the roster. It'll make sense. All right, Gateway Tire Athletes of the Week, Athletes of the Week. They do a male and a female now, and I love it. Nolensville's Avery Young notched 20 kills and 16 digs in the district championship game for the Lady Knights. And they went on to win the region as well. Avery coached Brett Young's daughter, so I know he's very proud of that. And on the boys' side, Paige's Cade Walker, 103 passing yards, one touchdown, 102 rushing yards, two touchdowns, and a 28-14 victory last week over Centennial. They are the Gateway Tire Athletes of the Week. Gateway Tire, 1021 West McEwen Drive, anything but automotive, but body work. Get in there and see Garth and the boys, home of the Yokohama Tires. Gateway Tire. We'll be right back with Coach Gavin Webster, Watertown Purple Tiger football right here on High School Sports Saturday, brought to you by Body Armor Sports Drink. Wow. Well, sooner or later, you're going to have to replace those windows. Don't do like I did and wait too long. Stay ahead of it. And the way you do that is by contacting Blake at Force Builders. His name is on the business because, like we said, family-owned. I think that makes a big difference in when you're dealing with people. All you got to do is call them 615-512-0229. Same products, same quality as the big box stores, big name stores, but there's no middleman. What does that mean? Better prices for you. Thing I like the most, they have the same install crew from day one to completion. You're not getting different crews in and out of your house. It'll be the same guys or same ladies from the beginning to the end. And again, same products as the big box stores, but not the big name prices. Call Blake, 615-512-0229, Forest Builders. We got Coach Gavin Webster, Purple Tiger Football from Watertown on the line. Coach, good morning.
Good morning, Tate.
Brother, I'm sorry. I should have known better. Anytime you get Coach Crawford and I together, it usually goes longer than it should. So I apologize. We will be back and we will talk more come playoffs. But before that, let's talk about Thursday night. It was Thursday night, correct?
Yeah, it was Thursday night. Yeah.
42-8 victory over Jackson County. Now, the Purple Tigers are now 7-1, one loss to Nolensville, 4A Nolensville, 32-14. No shame in that. Playing really well, man. And you know, you're replacing some guys from last year, but still, you know, you knew there were some things you had to, some holes to fill going into this year. Looks to me like you've done it.
Yeah, you know, we keep improving every week, Tate. You know, I can't say enough about our coaching staff and about the way these guys have bought in and those guys have stepped up. And, you know, we're playing really good defensive ball and you know, offense is coming together. So I'm really proud of them.
Well, and you mentioned the offense. They are 42 points, 35 points, 28 points, 34 points, 42 points. Playing really well, and it doesn't take very long to figure out when you're playing you all. You better know where DeRamus Carey is going to be. If not, you're probably going to be in trouble. He had 86 yards, 2 touchdowns last night on 4 carries, had a kickoff return for a touchdown. I've always wondered, and I don't mean this anything against who you played. I see it all the time. And it's got to be harder than that, but why you would kick it to that guy, I don't know. But you know what I'm saying? I mean, but
yeah,
I know you all get happy when they do.
Well, yeah. No, we feel like we got a couple of threats back there. You know, we got D-Ray back there, and we got Q Malone back there who's also a threat. You know, so we feel like, you know, with both of them back there, they both are able or capable of breaking at any time. So, you know, it's always a plus when he can get the ball in his hands. The more he can get it in his hands, the better he is, you know.
Well, and where you all are come playoff, it's big for everybody, playoff seedings and where you go and who you have. You always want to win them all, right? We want to win region championships, but we also want to host playoff games. And so with that win last night, might have sewn it up for good, but I know at least, you know, worst case you can be is tied. But 4-0 in the region. You got one more left against East Robertson, so got a chance, or maybe you already did, to be region champs again this year. And that's big because we want to host come playoff time, because that playoff road on that side of the bracket for you all, as we know, it's going to be tough. But you know that's the way you all want it.
Oh yeah, you know, winning the region will be big for us again this year if we can, because you know when you do that, it gives you more home playoff games, you know, and just doing it in our region is a great feat at that, and like you said, you know, the region, that region three, it's a tough road.
So next week, if you're up around that Cumberland area or that side of the, you know, the middle part of the state, you're looking for a good game to go to. I might suggest Watertown at Upperman, 7-1, 7-1. Man, this is going to be a great game. It's a non-region game, but still a lot of firepower. Donovan McAllister, their quarterback, Mr. Dewell, everything. DeRamus Carey on your side. This is going to be a fun game, buddy.
Man, it should take. You know, I know me and Coach Kane, we talked about putting this game together. We were both needing the game, you know, just we both knew the potential this game could have, you know. And it's a tough game to be playing toward the end of the year, but we felt like it would be good for playoff purposes, you know, kind of getting you a little ready for, you know, having a tough game for playoffs and stuff like that, you know, getting your kids ready. So, hey, I expect a great ball game at Upperman next Friday night.
So talk a little bit about that. Again, a non-region game, but a game to prep for the playoffs. As we mentioned, they've got one of the best dual threat quarterbacks anywhere in the state. You know, he can play, in my opinion, I don't know, you've been watching the film, he can play 6A or whatever. What do you think the number one key defensively is next week?
Well, key
anything defensive, keep him contained. I mean, that guy can go, you know, he makes their offense go, you know. You know, you miss one tackle, he'll be standing in the end zone. He's just that good, you know. And to say good how, you know, for how good a quarterback he is, you know, he's all over the field playing free safety, you know. So he's everywhere on the field, you know. He's just a great football player.
Well, Coach, it's going to be a fun environment. Hopefully the Purple Tiger faithful will make the road trip. I'm sure they will. Again, I apologize for running late, but we'll definitely be talking with you come playoff time. But congrats on the win Thursday night. You got an extra day to prep. That's big. And then good luck against East Robertson. Hopefully we'll be talking another undefeated region record and region championship.
Thank you a lot, Tate.
We'll talk soon, buddy. Coach Gavin Webster, Watertown, Purple Tiger football. Again, that Upperman game, if you're around that area and don't have a game to go to that one. It will be a good one. That's it for today. Up next, Forklift Systems Football Saturday with the coach. Have a great